Happy to have you aboard here for the Really Big Barbecue Show.
Boing. We cook because we have to, and we grill because we want to.
Hit me. Fine. How's it going?
You have a great show. I'm a big fan.
Boing.
So what seems to be the problem here? This man looks like he's dead, and he's in the crackle.
Charbono. It's all about the Charbono, dude.
Succulent fish. What?
He ate 54 wieners.
So listen, Liberty, it's a chick
piece. I'm shaking like a dog shit peach seed.
We have top men working on it right now. Top men.
All right, just like that, we are into the second hour. It's the Barbecue Central Show. We talk about all things important in the world of barbecue. The show originates from
Palm City, USA, Cleveland.
Boing. Now I'm just working out the clock in my head. All right, 16 past. Like, let's do this. Why not? We're catching up. We're playing a little catch-up. The embedded correspondents are coming up right after I tell you about Franklin Barbecue Pit. And then we're all caught up, I swear to God. If you're looking for an offset pit that is almost identical to what you would find in Franklin's restaurant in Austin, Texas, I have great news. You can go to franklinbbqpits.com and you can find their backyard version, which is modeled after the ones that you would find at his restaurant. Thick American-made steel, quarter inch. Anything that sees heat, engineered to be incredibly solid, should last a century or more if cared for properly. You can visit one in person if you live near a certified dealer of Franklin Barbecue Pits. If not, you can buy one online, franklinbbqpits.com. It ships right to the bottom of your driveway. If you're a owner of barbecue supply stores and you're looking to bring in a premier offset pit that will sell itself, go to franklinbbqpits.com, fill out the dealer form, then have a conversation with Matt Gase. He'll follow up with you, and hopefully they can set you up as a dealer. Be one of the growing, the few, but the many, soon to be the many, Franklin certified barbecue pit dealers that are strewn through the country. FranklinBBQPits.com. That's FranklinBBQPits.com. Look at this in the chat. It's Willis. Willis. You're having a great time in Florida for spring break. Shout out to Mom and Dad. Also, Aubrey as well. Appreciate you watching. All right, we're back with the embedded correspondence. Believe it or not, that a whole great take on Traeger and Louisville Slugger that I'm not going to get to because of that damn Travis Brown. Well, I'll make up for it. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Howard Stern, Jim Rome, Dan Patrick, and Greg Rampey. The Mountain Rushmore of talk show entertainment. Now, let's get back to the Barbecue Central Show.
And this portion of the show being brought to you by Pit Barrel Cooker, the most unbelievable outdoor cooking device on the planet, available in three sizes. You go to pitbarrel.com and tell them the Barbecue Central Show sent you, and you're just going to be a happy camper. The fourth Tuesday of a month in the second hour, of course, brings a visit from our embedded correspondents, but sitting in especially tonight, per request, our pal Sam the Cooking Guy as well, and there they are. Just to my right is the longest-running embedded correspondent from Texas, Doug Scheiding, and to the right of Doug is second-longest-running John Solberg from Michigan, directly below me from the great city of Utah, Rusty Monson of Salt City Barbecue. And there he is, the YouTube maven himself, first Tuesday of the month in the second hour regular guest. Sam the Cooking Guy is in, and we have a tremendous amount of assurity questions to get through here this evening. And we also have at the tail, what would your last meal be as requested by Sam the Cooking Guy? Before we get into assurity picks, we have a YouTube poll question of the week, and we're asking everybody this. Doug, we'll start with you. If you were competing in KCBS now, you would question the results as being accurate, yes or no?
Hell yeah, even more.
John.
100% yes, I would. Sorry, not a surety, but yes.
Rusty, yes or no?
I would not.
Mr. Positive, already showing up. Sam, yes or no?
Well, you know, I'm not part of that group, but I would like to say yes, except I'm believing that... Wait.
Sorry.
I'd like to say yes, but I have to believe that after the huge fuck up, they figured out how to get their shit together. And they're going to be extra cautious this time. So I'm with Rusty. Yes.
All right. The YouTube voting public is with Doug and John and myself, 88%. I think you have to question everything at this point. 3 in 6 months or less is a bigger sign of an issue. And the fact that human error the last time is even more of a concern. Nevertheless, we have a surety question. Sam, you're sitting in. We'll start with you first. Thank you for coming by, because remember, you back it up next week. Which I can't believe you're going to do, but I mean, 3 times in a month time frame, that's great. 100% yes or 100% no. Sam, before hearing about it on this show, you knew about Schwank Grills.
I did know. Yes. 100% yes.
Rusty, yes or no?
100% yes, I did.
Doug, before you heard about it on this show, you knew about Schwank Grills.
I must be living in a cave. No, I did not.
I'm shocked. John, 100% yes or 100% no before hearing about it on this show. You knew about Schwank Grills.
I'm living with Doug in the cave. No.
John, you're an Instagram maven right now. You didn't see Schwank Grills. They live on social media. For me, yes. I mean, of course. How did you not see them? John, especially, I'm shocked.
I didn't see him until they were on the show. And then all of a sudden, every human being on the planet who's a pseudo-influencer have one. I'm surprised you don't have one.
Sam, do you have a Schwank Grill in the shed somewhere?
I do not.
No.
I do not.
Rusty,
and,
do you have
one? Nor do I want one. I don't really want one, actually. Oh, all right.
Rusty, you have one?
I had one like it before.
Like a beaver or an Otter Wild or one of those? Yeah, beaver.
Beaver. And I sold it to a friend.
Sam, why don't you want one?
I've got other ways. I mean, I don't need another thing to sit on my counter, my deck in the backyard of the kitchen.
You have enough.
Kitchen. I really don't. I know how to cook a steak, piece of chicken in a myriad of other ways. I don't need 1800 degrees or whatever.
1500 degrees.
I'm not Ruth's fucking Chris. If I want that, maybe I'll go there, but I don't need to do that. I mean, never in a rush that I have to have a steak in 2 minutes.
3 minutes.
Okay, whatever.
Rusty, lead us off on question number 2. 100% yes or 100% no. You are shocked to hear that Malcolm Reed will not compete in either Memphis in May or Smoke Slam.
Yes, I am 110,000% shocked on that.
110,000, wow. Doug, surprised that Malcolm is not taking hand in either of those?
Yes, I'm very surprised.
Sam. Surprised that Malcolm Reed is not cooking in Memphis in May or Smoke Slam this year?
I don't want to be an outlier on this, but no, I'm not surprised. Only because
Wait, we'll get back to you here in a second. We answer first, okay. And then we dive back in if I find it necessary. Whatever. John, yes or no on surprise for Malcolm Reed?
Yes, 100%. I'm surprised. Totally surprised.
I couldn't be more surprised. As Sparky said in Christmas Vacation, if I woke up with my head stapled to the carpet tomorrow, I wouldn't be more surprised. I am shocked. And I'm more shocked that it's not Memphis in May. I didn't think he was going to do Smoke Slam, but I'm really shocked that he's not trying Memphis in May. Sam, why are you not shocked that he's not doing one or the other?
You know, I think sometimes we just all have enough to do. And I've competed in not barbecue competitions, but food events, and I've had a great time. But then the next year it rolls around, I'm like, you know what? I don't need to do that. I want to take a step back and relax a little bit. And I get a sense that Malcolm has enough stuff going on that maybe at this point he's like, what am I proving? What do I have to, you know, show? I'm just going to chill. Let the guy chill. That's what I think. Not that you're not saying he can chill by saying you're surprised, but I get maybe where he's at and appreciate that for what it is. I'd like to hear him explain it, though. That'd be interesting.
Go ahead, Doug.
Why?
I think he and Rochelle don't agree, because her last interview about talking about Memphis in May seemed like she would rather be on the smokeslam. So to save the marriage, they have a no decision.
let me point out, there is no indication that their marriage is on the rocks at all. I would just want to point that out. Well, everything appears to be
argument.
Fine. Yes. All right.
An argument.
The only reason,
a little overdramatic.
The only reason I'm surprised is because Malcolm has said on many occasions on this show that above all other competitions, he wants to win Memphis in May. It's a local competition for him. I mean, local, he's very close, and that he has held the Memphis in May esteem in the highest regard. So for him to exit this year, again, I didn't expect him to really go over to Smokeslam, although I thought I might have had him teetered because of how much money was involved with that. I thought for sure he would go back to Memphis in May. And he's not. Doug, you have another follow-up on that, or you done trying to cause marriage troubles? Okay. Question number three. John, to you, 100% yes or 100% no. The weirdest barbecue story of the year so far is Smokin' Joe's barbecue food trailer announcing they're closing on a YouTube video and then opening days later, and has remained open since.
100% no. That is not the weirdest story of barbecue this year.
Doug, weirdest story so far?
Adding in the restaurant by this year, absolutely.
Sam, 100% yes or 100% no. The weirdest barbecue story of the year so far is Smokin' Joe's barbecue food trailer announcing they're closing on a YouTube video, only to reopen days later, and has remained open since.
Well, I do think it's weird, but I don't think it's that weird, and I don't really know any other barbecue weird stories. So, suppose I have to say yes, only because I don't know any other weird stories.
You don't have to say yes. You can also say no.
That's an option?
100% yes or 100% no. Well, actually, those are the only two options, if I'm not
but that, no, but that implies, no, but that implies that I know some other story that's weirder than that one. And I don't think that's that weird. So no, I'm changing. No.
No. Rusty, yes or no?
It's not the weirdest. And I'm happy that he opened. I'm really happy about that.
Yeah. So I think if you are just tuning in, you're hearing me ask the question, and you don't know the backstory, go back a couple weeks when I had Joe on to get the full story. So he was closed for a month, month and a half, or whatever it ended up being. I'm going to say yes because of the timeline, and mostly because, and I feel that Sam is excluded from this, from what I'm about to say, but I feel mostly because YouTube content creators have this weird, or they feel like there's an obligation to their subscribers that they release any and all shit that they record. When that's not the case, there is no reason that Joe needed to release that video saying that we're closing and here's why and blah, blah, blah. I understand that between when that video was released and back weeks before that, he was closed. I can confirm that. I had emails with him. And even though I asked him why, he didn't tell us. There was no reason to release that video and cause this weird number of days that then transpired, but now he's back open. You don't release that video, then you're just closed, and now you're back open, and I never think twice about it. And as we know, the show is only about me. That's my thought. Anybody else have a take on
that?
Have you
ever changed your mind?
Yes, absolutely. Have I ever recorded a video explaining why I'm going to change my mind and then decide, you know what, I'm not going to change my mind, and then release the video anyway saying I've changed my mind, but I really didn't change my mind?
No, I don't like the way you put that.
Oh, the truth?
The moment he released the video, the moment he released the video, may have been what was absolutely in his mind and in his heart.
No, you
but
didn't
you
listen
don't know
to me.
What happened. You listen to what I'm saying.
But I know the story. You don't know the story.
Jesus. Listen to what God, you're such a pain in the ass sometimes. And start fucking eating onions because they're an amazing part of life.
I tried.
Little pain in the ass.
I tried.
God.
All right.
How do you guys do this every month? Christ.
Feel our pain.
Yeah, I know.
They're gluttons
Let
for
me
punishment.
Just say that, listen.
Go ahead.
I've said things before. I've changed my mind. I've recanted. Whether it's been in private, just with a few people or with a bunch of people, shit happens sometimes. Let the guy admit that maybe he made a mistake. He jumped the gun and now he's back. It's okay. It's not a big deal. And I'm glad he's back.
Who is
I don't know him. I've never eaten his food. I've never known him. I've never eaten his food, but I'm happy that it worked out. However it worked out that the guy's back in business again.
Huh. All right. Smart ass. Let's try this question just for Sam.
Go ahead.
Where's Joe's food truck based out of?
It doesn't make any difference to me. I don't know. Some place that
you're
ends
taking
in
up
country.
For him like he's your best fucking friend ever.
He's not my best fucking friend. He's just a guy that is in the food business that decided to make a change and then not make a change. It's all good. You don't know what happened. Do you know what happened in the minutes following I'm closing and then I'm opening up again?
I do, because he told me.
Then tell us. Go ahead. Tell us. What is it?
Now, we have other questions to get to. You can go back and listen to my past shows. It's all well documented.
It's personal stuff. It's things that you don't need to explain. Things that are important to the dude in his life.
Right.
That's all that matters. Let him do it. It's okay.
Question four.
Joe, I got your back.
Sam, we're back to you. 100% yes or 100% no. Kingsford releasing a hot and fast charcoal. And a low and slow charcoal is, in a word, brilliant.
No.
Rusty.
It's a gimmick.
Brilliant?
It's absolutely 4,000,000% brilliant.
Okay. Oh, come really? Back on that. Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. Charcoal, Kingsford releasing a hot and fast and a low and slow charcoal, in a word, is brilliant.
No.
John, brilliant?
No, 100% no.
The answer can only be no. Why?
Can I hear Rusty explain? Oh, wait, sorry.
Why can it only be no? Because they've already fucking done it. Hello? Hello, history repeating itself? Rusty, go ahead.
The reason why it's brilliant is because it doesn't fucking matter. Like, that's like, I have a barrel that has a thing on the top that I move the air as I want it to make it hot, fast, or low and slow if I want it to. So it doesn't matter. Right. And it sells two different things at the same time. In my mind, that's marketing. That's what business is. And it's brilliant.
So what you will buy one bag of charcoal or the other, depending on if you're going to be doing barbecue or high temperature grilling?
No. I wouldn't do that. No. But it's still brilliant.
Rusty's saying it's a brilliant business move.
Yeah.
Is that what you're saying?
Good
not
marketing.
Not a brilliant. Yeah, I got you.
It's clever. It's nice. It's interesting.
Are you going to get to the baseball bat?
Sam, it's my show. Just sit back and wait for me to ask you questions. Right. Go ahead, Doug.
Once again,
they should have saved it for April Fools.
Yeah.
And the Hickory Propane.
Right. I remember those days, the Hickory Propane days. That threw the industry on its ear. All right, next question. John, you're last on this one. Rusty, 100% yes or 100% no. The biggest wool pull in 2023 so far has been the Traeger Grills Louisville Slugger Maple Pellet collaboration.
Same answer as before. It's absolutely a wool pull. It's brilliant. I love it. It's great.
Sam, yes or no?
All right, it's brilliant.
Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. The biggest wool pull in 2023 so far has been Traeger Grills Louisville Slugger Maple Pellet collaboration.
I'm down with it. I'm glad that's they funny. Did it. Yes.
John. Yes or no?
It is the biggest wool pull, yes. And the wool pull is appropriate because it's for the sheep. It's for the flipping Jager sheep. Come on, sheep, buy your baseball bat. Get in line. Okay, you freaking bunch of sheeple.
Good news. We have our first unanimous thing here. I am also, yes, it is the biggest wool pull of 2023 so far. I mean, we got, no mathematician, 8 months left. 7.5 months left to go, so we'll see how it goes. Anybody else want to add anything onto the?
I didn't say I agreed. It was a wool pull.
You look, Tim. Part of you coming on the show for this is listening to the questions and then answering with a 100% yes or 100% no.
I knew this was going to happen. Listen. This for me is a dream.
You can't tell me to listen. This is my show. You listen.
For a second. No, I watch you guys every month. I'm envious of this. I said to Greg, I'm jealous. I'd like to be part of it. I knew this would just be a one-off because I'd be a pain in the ass and a fly in your ear late at night when you're trying to sleep. I just like the idea that I get to be part of this brain trust.
Yeah. Oh. That's a good one. Brain trust. All right, so let me re-ask.
That I thought it was but I didn't say it. I thought it was a wool pull.
Let me re-ask. 100% yes or 100% no. The biggest wool pull in 2023 so far has been the Traeger Louisville Slugger Maple Pellet collaboration. Yes or no?
No.
Great. We've gone from unanimous to majority, which I hate.
Me just trying to F you up.
Yeah.
Sorry. That's I know right. You're looking for a majority. I didn't give that to you.
I'm looking for the answers you want to answer.
Too bad, Biatch.
Most important.
I don't think it's a terrible thing. I think it's a good marketing move, like the hot and fast and low and slow shit. Same cat. Wait, what did Rusty say?
Rusty thought it. Rusty thought it was a wool pull, but he also thought it was a great marketing.
Okay, so he's,
did Rusty he's swing 50. You now? Are you back to a majority?
I'm not. No.
All right.
I think it's a great move for them.
I'm going to tell you why
you're wrong. That's what they do.
Okay.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Why you're wrong. Thank you. And why it's not like Kingsford. Okay. Both are good marketing. The difference is.
Yes. Go ahead.
You're probably not going to be paying a premium for a lesser weight bag of Kingsford hot and fast or low and slow charcoal, where I know for a fact that you are getting an 18 pound bag at, what is it, John? $30, $28 for that 18-pound bag when you can buy a 20-pound bag of Traeger normal pellets for $20. That's the difference.
Listen, let's just all agree that pellets are pellets. And this little group right here, this little screen of five people, take me out, four people, you operate at a different level. Talk about what the regular, everyday, the masses want to see, want to buy. People that love baseball, that love this time of the year because it's all starting up. That's fun for them. And to be able to say to the next door neighbor who comes over for dinner, hey, buddy, I'm not just cooking tri-tips on my smoker tonight on my Traeger, but I'm using actual baseball bats that were ground into, turned into pellets.
No.
How fun is that?
That's not what you're getting.
That's a big thing for, no, that's, okay, stop it. It's close to that.
No.
That's what they're imagining the whole process is. Don't be a dick. Oh, sorry, you are a dick. So just let it happen for regular people. Don't pull away the curtain and show the magician behind pretending to saw a woman in half. Just let people believe.
So you're saying lie. Go ahead and lie.
No.
Don't tell the truth.
It is
don't
no
talk about
lie.
What's actually happening is what you're saying. See, because you're saying you're using baseball bets, which is not true. Also,
that's the implication. The same wood that goes into the bats is going into the bag. That's what it is. I'm cooking on fucking baseball bets. Get over here, Alan. This is going to be fucking amazing. That's all I'm saying.
John?
I know everybody's going to be so sorry I'm here tonight. This is my only time.
Don't cook on baseball bats.
Right. We don't do that.
It's not the bats. It's the maple. Yeah. So
thank you. Look, thank you. Thank you. The implication, it's the maple.
I had a whole take top of the second hour that was really going to dig into where the confusion is. And as John said, why you just shouldn't blindly buy into this, because you're really just getting money taken out of your wallet for nothing that's novel. Nothing that's novel. Nothing has been introduced to the live fire market by Traeger and Louisville Slugger collaborating on a maple pellet. Just has.
Wait, what is that on your left shoulder? Do you see some? Oh, that's your Traeger chip on your shoulder.
Yes. Well, I didn't want to say this out loud because I'm sure everybody noticed it. But not only do we have Doug who contracts with Traeger, but we also have paid employee Sam, the cooking guy, who also works for Traeger, joining us.
By the way, not paid employee.
That's right, paid employee. We've
done integrations for them. Bought that's all I can say. What I want.
All right.
I am not. Hey, wait a second.
What?
Easy, fella. Easy, fella.
All right, look, next question. We got to keep moving along. Doug, 100% yes or 100% no? You prefer vinegar-based sauces over sweet, thick sauces. Yes or no?
Absolutely. 100% yes.
Rusty, vinegar over sweet?
Vinegar 5.6 billion times more.
5.6 billion times. That's a lot. John, you prefer vinegar-based sauces over sweet, thick sauces?
No, prefer sweet thick.
Oh. No more unanimous again. Sam, you prefer vinegar-based sauces over sweet thick sauces?
I'm with John. Sweet thick.
I'm shocked. Yes, I prefer vinegar-based sauces over sweet thick sauces. On the heels of a YouTube poll question of the week last week, but we didn't get everybody's thought, 100% yes, 100% no. John, you like curry?
I'm going to go with yes.
Sam?
10,000% yes.
Doug, you like curry?
10,001% yes.
Little price is right there on the percentages.
Atta boy, Doug.
Rusty, you love curry?
Yes, I do. 1% than they said.
Here we go. This is the answer I'm waiting for.
No unanimous. I don't. I said it before. I'll say it again. Okay. I've tried it.
Surprise, surprise.
Just like I've tried onions. It's just not in my wheelhouse right now, but I will continue to try
it. Mr. America.
100% yes or 100% no. John, sorry, Rusty, you remember someone by the name Grilling with Rich. Yes or no? Don't lie.
Curry and onions, bro? Come on.
where have you been living,
thank you,
Rusty?
Thank you.
It's your first time on
thank
the show?
You. Where have you been living? How thank have you been living? Talk to someone. There's a pill you can take for this. I know there is. Seek. Go talk to someone, man.
Wow.
Okay. What was? Yes. Yeah, Rich. I don't know who Rich is. No. I do not know. Rich, no.
Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. You remember someone by the name Grilling with Rich?
Yes, I do.
John, Grilling with Rich?
Yes, I do.
Sam, Grilling
don't
with Rich?
Ask. Don't even ask. No clue.
Of course, I'm asking the question. Yes, absolutely remember. Now, I'm not going to ask Sam because he didn't know Grilling Rich, and I'm not going to ask Rusty because he didn't know him either. I'm going to ask Doug, do you remember what Grilling with Rich's nickname was?
No, I remember he was buds with Malcolm. That's what all I remember.
Oh, yeah. He was buds with everybody for a while. John, nickname?
Shilling with Rich.
Yes. Yes, shilling with Rich. All right, that's an inside joke. We're not going to get into it.
Oh, shigging.
No, shilling. Shilling with Rich, shigging. Shilling with Rich, because the dude used to pimp everything. 100% yes or 100% no. We'll go back to Sam on this one. You believe... Wait, let's not do that. Let's go to Rusty. Let's start with Rusty on this one. Sam, you're the last one on this. You believe Sam the Cooking Guy was referring to our own Rusty Monson when he said the name Rusty McFucknuts at the beginning of the month. Yes or no?
100% yes. Whatever he says is a lie. And if you put my name up here, it says Rusty McFucknuts right here. If you did it. All right. But I don't know if you did.
Can I? I don't know. Do I see it?
The name. I don't know. Put the name. You know, you log in and you put your name on there.
Rusty. Yeah. I don't see it. Yeah. That's all right. Yeah, don't worry about that. Doug, 100% yes or 100% no. You believe that Sam, the cooking guy, was referring to our own Rusty Monson when he said the name Rusty McFucknuts at the beginning of the month.
Hell the F yeah.
John, Rusty McFucknuts to the yes?
No, he wasn't referring to Rusty, but it was the funniest name I ever threw out. It just was a name. He threw it out. It was funny as shit. Wasn't talking about our Rusty.
I also agree with John. Well, we've come to an incredible situation. We are currently at a 50-50 split, and there's only one person that can break this tie and push it over the delta, which is Sam the cooking guy. Sam, 100% yes or 100% no. You believe that you were referring to our very own Rusty Monson when you said the name Rusty McFucknuts at the beginning of the month.
It's a funny damn name, but I was absolutely not referring to Rusty.
Andrew,
it was just a name.
You are
not referring to Rusty. Wow.
By the way,
yes.
You have to understand, I hold this group of four with high reverence. I would never refer to Rusty as McFucknuts. Yes.
I think Rusty might have messaged me and said, hey, was he referring? I was like,
no.
Maybe just because it was embedded correspondence and like Rusty's, but he was not saying, he was not impersonating,
could have been a top of the mind name,
doing
but
impression, nothing like that.
Had nothing to do with Rusty. Yeah, so no. I have too much respect.
Hate to burst your bubble,
Rusty. Too much respect for you four.
Well,
the three of them and a little bit you.
Yes, as long as I have a little.
Definitely those three. Mad respect for those three.
Initials RMFN is going to be making its way around social media. So make sure that you hashtag that so we can get it trending here shortly. John, let's go to you. 100% yes or 100% no. Oof, I don't know how you're going to answer this. You think Caitlin Clark will be a movement in women's basketball and not just a moment in women's basketball? Yes or no?
Man, this is a coin toss because I don't even know who Caitlin McClark is.
I knew it.
I'm going to say it's a moment.
Yes. All right. Doug, movement. You believe this is going to be a movement and not a moment?
I'm going with my heart. I'm going to say yes.
Okay. Rusty McFucknut, you think that Caitlin Clark will be a movement in women's basketball and not a moment?
If LeBron James moved to curling, no one would watch still because it's still fucking boring.
I'm sorry. Was that an answer?
That's a no. That is a no. There's a creative no, as they call it in the business.
Yes. Remember, there's only two answers, 100% yes or 100% no. We try and keep it very simple. Sam, you think that Caitlin Clark will be a movement in women's basketball, not just a moment, yes or no?
Well, I guess we need to define movement, but yes, I do think that she will be a movement.
Okay.
I think there's a billion little girls right now praising her, writing her name on their school books. I think she's done an awful lot for women's basketball. I think she's done a lot for basketball, period. Yeah, I think she's a movement.
All right. And my answer is no. It is not a movement. It is a moment. Remember, this is coming from a guy who has three athletes in his house. I would love for it to be.
Where do they play again? Volleyball?
Yeah. But I'm a champion of women's sports, but I think. Yeah.
But you're just not a champion of her.
I agree with everything you're saying. I think her going to the pros and placing any type of responsibility for her to carry momentum out of college into a poor professional women's product is asking too much. And it's a bad league, and getting her there isn't going to help make that league any more reputable, any more watchable, or anything.
You know what I think? I think you need to eat some onions and curry. That will help set your mind, right, Rusty?
It's got to be the main problem of everything he experiences in life.
Exactly.
Last question before we get to final meals, 100% yes or 100% no. Rusty, there's no bigger hypocrite in the world than me because 3 weeks ago I spent $3,200 on an emergency room cat surgery.
Yeah, then. Yes, absolutely. Unless, of course, it was a dangerous surgery that it didn't need to do in case it died and you didn't have to feel bad about it.
Unfortunately, it did not die. Lived. Doug.
I am sorry.
Biggest hypocrite? Yes or no?
That's as big of a change as my guess was griddle, but I'm going to say yes to both of them. Hmm.
John, biggest hypocrite?
Yeah, you live in hypocrisy. It's normal. Yes.
Sam, there's no bigger hypocrite in the world than me because 3 weeks ago I spent $3,200 on an emergency room surgery for one of my cats.
Yes.
Yes. Well, look here. We have our first unanimous decision.
You got it. You got what you want.
There is no bigger hypocrite in the world than me. The guy who said anything over $500 earns you a visit with the needle. Because I can get free cats on the side of the road every day of the week and twice on Sunday, took his cat, who had his bladder crystallized fucking shut, to the 24-hour emergency room up the street, and they were happy to unclog his ass to the tune of $3,200. And that does it. We are done with the 100% assurity questions. Stand by. Real quick, while we do one last piece of business here, and then we'll come back for last meals. Get your breath. Commiserate amongst you. I don't know if you guys can hear yourselves if you talk, I doubt it. Our friends over at Big Papa Smokers have something special just for you, listeners of the show, whether you're a seasoned pitmaster or a grilling noob. Big Papa Smokers, your one-stop shop for all things barbecue. From their championship rubs, mouth-watering sauces, essential accessories, they've got what you need to take your food to the next level, whether you're on the competition circuit or just in the backyard. Here's the cherry on top. Big Papa Smokers is offering the listeners of the Barbecue Central Show an exclusive deal. Use promo code REMPE, R-E-M-P-E, at checkout. You get $10 off your next $50 purchase of rubs and sauces or accessories or a combination of all of that. Imagine the possibilities. Evaluate your ribs with Big Papa's Sweet Money, or add Big Papa's Desert Gold to your chicken, or better yet, pick up Double Secret and put it on your steak. Head on over to BigPapaSmokers.com, a completely revamped e-commerce portion for your pleasure. Start shopping today. Start saving today. Use promo code REMPE at checkout and claim your $10 off your next $50 or more order. Also, check out Big Papa's full recipe line at cookingwithbigpapa.com. And, of course, follow them on social media platforms for amazing recipes and short videos. We're back to talk about the meal we would have. Twas it our last. Stick around. We'll be right back.
You're listening to the Barbecue Central Show. Whole packers, full racks, legs and thighs, injecting butts. If you've never heard this before, you might think you found the best XXX show ever. Let's get back to the most homoerotic host out there today, Craig Rempe.
And we welcome you back. This last part of the show being brought to you by JRE Tobacco, the manufacturers of the highest line quality Aladino cigars, Corojo Reserva, Sumatra, and at the PCA this past week, they've released three new flavors as well. We'll be talking about those once I get the information from Vivi Aroa. Don't forget, Justo coming on shortly. If you don't have a retailer near you that carries it, go to jretobacco.com and find a retailer near you or reach out to them. And they'll send a rep over to your favorite cigar shop and make sure that they become retailers for JRE Tobacco. So we welcome back in the embedded correspondents. Also Sam the Cooking Guy sitting in this week before he turns around and does his monthly appearance next week. Sam wanted to ask everybody this, and I don't believe this is a question that we've ever talked about. Somehow, this wasn't Sam's direct question. I'm giving a little creative effort on my part, but somehow you have been given 7 days advance notice that you're going to die. And on that last night before you expire, you're going to have to eat. What's that last meal consist of? Rusty.
That last meal will be consist of spaghetti with homemade pasta, homemade sauce, homemade sausage, and a good olive oil with some balsamic vinegar and a homemade sourdough bread. Mm. That one's easy.
Just easy, regular easy. Sourdough bread, right. Or are you going to...
And just for you. Yeah. And just for you, topped with pecorino.
Yes.
Because it is the superior cheese.
Always.
Check.
Did you lose your mic there?
I did. I'm back.
All right.
Back. I like that, though. I like it. I like what he's saying.
Doug, last meal.
Okay. Appetizer, Mexican margarita with a botana platter with flautas, queso, nachos, and guacamole. Main course, Molly Duker velvet glove wine.
My.
Beef ribs with a side of jalapeno mac and cheese and a thousand layer potatoes. Dessert is going to be an 1867 Madeira, which I have had. Best one I've ever had. Wow. With cappuccino. Creme brulee.
Wow. Doug. From start to finish. By the
Badass.
Way, there was some heavy duty wine calls there. If you're not a wine guy, you miss those. But holy crap, that Molly Duker is a pull I haven't heard in a long time. That's an exceptional.
Love that.
Wine. No doubt. John, last meal. What are we doing?
I want French fries, man. That's all I freaking need. Give me some French fries, some ketchup, some mustard, some mayo. Yes, some ranch. I don't care if they're wedges, skin on, shoestring, crinkle, maybe a smorgasbord of all the above. Just give me some French fries, man. I'm going to die. I'm probably not even freaking hungry, so I'm going to eat what I love, French fries.
I'll go before Sam, since he's the one that asked the question. What I want for my last meal is to have everybody I love around me.
Oh, God.
And that's it.
God, Jesus Christ. That's come it. On.
I don't want
that's not
I don't
the question.
It's
gee,
not.
Come on. You know what this is. The question is.
You can't eat your
we're
loved
we're talking
ones.
Food. No, thank you. You're in a jail cell. They're going to walk you down the hall in 15 minutes. They're going to put food on a tray in front of you. What the fuck is that going to be?
All right. So
was
instead.
Your mother listening and your wife?
Instead of being magnanimous, I will now be selfish.
What a bitch.
For an appetizer, we're going to.
God.
Have a visit to Larder Delicatessen down on the west side of Cleveland. And I'm going
Thank
to get
you. Now you're talking.
I'm going to get the Koji charcuterie board. We're going to start with that. And then I'm going to gas up the G5 private jet. And we're going to race over to my favorite city, not Cleveland, Indianapolis, Indiana. And I'm going to take in an incredible last New York strip steak, age 75 days, from the best steakhouse in the land, St. Elmo. And then I'm going to fire that jet back up, and I'm going to fly down to Bradenton, Florida, where my mommy will have made me a handmade Boston cream pie, but no chocolate frosting on that thing, because chocolate frosting sucks. Get that big stuff out of here. Plain yellow cake with the Boston cream in the middle of it, and I'm going to eat it all. And then I'm going to fly back here to Cleveland for my second dessert, where my wife will have made me banana pudding as only she can make it. And then I'll join Doug with that cappuccino, but none of that flavor bullshit. I just want black, you know, or that's cappuccino. I want espresso. like a real man that's going to go down. That's my last meal. Sam, your last meal.
Well, I'm going to dispense with all like the heartfelt bullshit about having family around. I just want people close to me. This is a final meal. It's not a final moment. Years ago, when it was TV, not YouTube, I did something called I did something called a manedict. A poached egg is my favorite thing on the planet. So
you did
my
a man
final
dick?
Meal will be no, idiot. My favorite thing in the world is a poached egg, and it will be some form of a benedict. I did something called a manedict. So instead of the
end
Canadian bacon, instead of the Canadian bacon was beautifully super rare ribeye, grilled ribeye, sliced. Poached egg, no hollandaise, but a gravy with a little bit of horseradish in it. Mm. And underneath the ribeye were some fries.
Oh.
That's what I want.
It's almost like a poutine with poached eggs.
Fries.
Nothing wrong with that, by the way.
So English muffin, really good crispy fries, super thinly sliced, but a big fucking stack of beautifully grilled ribeye, the poached egg, and then the gravy instead of hollandaise on top with a little horseradish in it, lots of fresh ground cracked pepper on top. The yolk is perfectly flowy. The white is just cooked. The whole thing is beautiful. I love it. Mm. That's my final meal.
Nothing else?
No, I don't need anything else. I don't eat dessert. I don't give a shit about dessert.
No Molly
Duker? Definitely not having fucking two. Well, I'll have the Molly, but I'm not having two fucking desserts. I'm not flying for the second one. That's for sure. I don't care about dessert. I don't eat sweets. I don't like them. It's not my thing.
I'm not usually a sweets guy either, but. Since it's the last one,
but you just
not?
Named two desserts on your way out.
On the way out,
have two like
I'm not on my way out today.
An amazing ribeye and some short rib or some pulled pork or brisket. You're going with two fucking desserts. That is so weak. It's just completely changed my vision of you.
Wow, it did.
Barbecue.
I don't believe that.
Barbecue Central show.
Yeah. I went to St. Elmo and got
dessert,
a 75-day New York strip steak.
Yeah. You got one little bit of steak, then you had two fucking desserts.
It's 26 ounces. What
Ladies
the fuck
and
are
gentlemen,
you talking about?
Well, if you've just tuned in, you're watching the Dessert Central show.
Yeah. And in the second and the third hour, we're going to learn how to crochet.
Sounds like it.
Yeah. And I'll show you how I press my own cappuccino from my non-pressurized machine.
Let me just thank the other boys for having me here tonight. I appreciate it. This will never happen again. You don't have to worry about me glomming on. It's been fun. It's been a little bit of a dream for me. It's all good. You guys are fantastic. Greg, you're a bit of a dick. The other three, fantastic.
The good news
John,
is this.
Doug, Rusty, love you guys.
We have plenty of time left over for promotion. So, Doug, what are we promoting before we take off tonight?
Of course, I'm going to be on the Baseball and Barbecue show as co-host. A friend of mine
co-host.
Who has won twice the World Series in the 75-year-old category at Arizona. So it's an interesting conversation.
John, what are we promoting today?
I'm yielding my time to Rusty, and hopefully he's going to promote his new podcast.
All right. Rusty, what are you promoting tonight?
I released my new podcast called On the Road, a food truck podcast. So go check that out. We are talking
Jason.
No. On the Pitmasters podcast. I just lost it. Okay. Brett Galloway of the SCA, who's for the SCA of the SCA recapping worlds. And it was a damn pleasure, Samuel, having you on the show and hanging out with you. I love your knife. We use it in the food truck. It's the coveted knife on the truck.
Sam, what are we promoting tonight?
We're promoting Rusty's podcast because everybody should listen to it. And who wouldn't want to? That's all I got.
That's it?
That's it.
Sure?
I'm pretty sure.
All right. Well, to the right of me.
I got like John, but I'd like Rusty's podcast.
All right. To the right of me, we have our longest running embedded correspondent, Doug Scheiding from Texas. And then to the right of him, John Solberg from Michigan. Also, the executive producer of the Best Moments of the Barbecue Central show in 10 minutes or less. From the great city of Utah, it's Rusty Monson below me. And sitting in tonight as a special guest, which we certainly appreciate, is Sam, the cooking guy, thecookingguy.com, his website, shopstcg.com, also his website for gear. And you will see him next week in his normal second hour of the month. So appreciate everything. Go ahead.
A shirt, Douglas.
Is that a Sam shirt, Doug?
Wait, I still have to show up next week?
That is the Sam shirt.
That's the Sam shirt.
Carnivore. I saw that earlier. I didn't say anything. Wait. I still have to show up next week?
Still, yes. Well, can we count on you? 100% yes or 100% no?
Yes.
Yes.
100% yes.
All right. There they are, the embedded correspondents and Sam the cooking guy all right there. Wow, we've done it. And we're only 5 minutes over. And that's with a extended first interview with Travis Brown. So if you missed it, if you're just tuning in, Travis Brown took the first hour, and then we ran into the second hour as we were exploring his life as an athlete, learning a little bit about him as a human as well, getting some Browsey Acre updates. And then in the second hour, embedded correspondence, plus a special guest appearance by Sam the Cooking Guy, sitting in, mixing it up with the fellas. I thought that worked out really well. So while he's saying this is a one-time only, I wouldn't be surprised to see him back on at some point down the road. And we might work in a Matt Osmond sit in as well, since he's an official correspondent of Tennessee now. So be on the lookout. You never know what's going to happen. Big show planned for you next week. Malcolm Reed is in. Sam the Cooking Guy is in. There's also other guests that I can't think of right off the top of my head. I believe Darren Carter from Cleveland, a barbecue 2B restaurateur and caterer food truck guy, is going to be joining me remote, although he is local, but he's got an early morning cooking gig, so plenty to get to. So how do I always leave you? September 11th, 2001. I will never forget. Until next Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, it's your program host and proud U.S. American, Greg Rempe. Good night now.
Maddie Rempe from Cleveland, Ohio, and you're listening to Barbecue Central.